This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 471, part 2, entitled The Warpath, The Masculists Take the Gender Political Initiative. Carrying straight on. If the divorce courts are not soon men fared, then probably within a decade, the percentage of young men who reject marriage and paternity will be over 90%, which will obviously be catastrophic for the birth rate and will wipe out whole populations within a generation. It is therefore to be expected that the masculists accuse the fluffy feminists not only of being hypocrites, but of being indirect genociders, since the root cause of why so many young men choose the MGTOW lifestyle is that the fluffy feminists have made the divorce courts so toxic and so hated. So the masculists are at war against the fluffy feminists, largely over the issue of the toxicity of divorce as created by the fluffy feminists. If things don't soon change, then responsible males, masculine soldiers, will go in a sex war, assassinating the gender politicians who created these deeply misandrous gender laws, murder thousands of fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges. And if the sex war really heats up, masculine soldiers will simply go out into the streets and shoot feminazis for their genocidal policies. Because these masculine soldiers will not tolerate, in capital letters, that these fluffy feminist hypocrites indirectly, in capital letters, wipe out whole populations, which is what they are currently doing. Masculists want the para to be legislated. The para, that's paternity rejection right, is the male equivalent of the mara, maternity rejection right, commonly known as the abortion right for women, so that women have the legislated right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin her life, but men have no equivalent right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin his life, manslaving him to pay for decades for a kid that he does not want. Masculists claim that many of the gender crimes that women commit against men are continuous and last decades. The dominant one is the decades-lasting manslavery of fluffies. Masculists have as much a hatred against the manslaving fluffies as the abolitionists in the northern states of the US had towards the slavers of Negroes in the southern states in the 1800s. The hatred of the abolitionists against Negro slavery eventually led to the US Civil War. Masculists have a similar hatred against manslavery by fluffies and are prepared to go to war against the fluffies and fluffy feminists to liberate men from decades of manslavery. With the para, men will be freed from undesired paternity. The fact that women have the mara, but men don't have the para, is the most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists, and it's not against women, but against men. Feminists see men as cash machines, to be sexploited, to pay for women to have babies. Feminists are monoconscious, so by default have traditional expectations towards men, seeing men as cash machines. So when masculists tell feminists and women in general that women oppress men far worse than vice versa, most women freak out, since such masculist claims seem ridiculous to them, since they run so counter to the feminist claim that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, that it's men who are the oppressors and women who are the oppressed. Those women who remain monoconscious, that is, who insist that gender oppression is a one-way street, are labelled by the masculists as MFBs, that is, monoconscious feminazi bigots. Such women are seen as bigots because they refuse to acknowledge that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that, in fact, women oppress men far more than vice versa. Masculists label feminists molehill feminists, since the forms of gender oppression that feminists talk about are molehills in comparison to the ways that women oppress men. For example, even rape is small beer in comparison to women's decades-lasting manslaving parasitism. Women oppress men in other ways. That too is continuous and lasts decades. For example, paternity fraud, where in about 5% of pregnancies, the husband is not the father. So he is paying for a kid that is not even his. A major gender crime on the part of the cheating wife, the cuckoo mother. Millions of women pill lie to their husbands or boyfriends, telling them they are taking the pill but aren't, who in reality want to get pregnant against his will. Get pregnant and then by law, since there is no para in any country in the world today, force him to pay for decades for a kid he doesn't want, manslaving him for decades. Maskers want the legislation of the para to overcome these massive gender crimes committed by women against men, so that men too have the right to reject an unwanted pregnancy. Maskers put enormous moral pressure on women to fib up, so that if she gets pregnant and wants the kid, but the father doesn't, then with the para, she will be a lot more able to afford to raise the kid on her own, if the father rejects having it. In practice, the para would give the father the right to sign a government paternity rejection form, so that if the mother continues the pregnancy, then she has full legal responsibility for the costs of the kid. In today's world, with no para, a woman can ruin a man's life by dictating paternity onto him for decades, a major gender crime by women against men. Intellectually armed with the above ideas, maskers are now ready to go into the streets and push maskers' ideas onto society, insisting that the politicians set up gender equality committees, where half of the members are female feminists and half male maskers, to ensure that gender political issues are dealt with fairly. That is, as much time and energy goes into maskless issues as feminist issues, which is certainly not the case today, since most feminists are monoconscious and know nothing about maskless ideas. Maskless tell monoconscious feminists that it's actually in their self-interest to become biconscious, that is, have both their feminist and their maskless consciousnesses raised, so that they lose their feminist rage at men for the ways that men oppress women by having it cancelled by a corresponding and oppositely directed maskless rage at women for the ways that women oppress men. For example, in the divorce courts, decades-lasting parasitic manslavery, paternity fraud, pill lying, no para, etc. Monoconscious feminists are usually rather feminazi bitchy and repulsive to be with for men. So most monoconscious feminazi type feminists are boyfriendless, since men want nothing to do with them. Men don't want relationships with women who are misandrist, male dumping, feminazi bitches. Such women are the first category to be rejected by men, left to rot on the shelf and spat at as utterly repulsive creatures. Maskers claim that such women really only have one useful purpose, and that is to serve as anti-models to young women, threatening young women that if they end up like these monoconscious feminazi witches, then they will pay a very heavy price. They will not get a man, and hence will be loveless, sexless, babyless, and left to rot on the shelf, rejected by men and by society, and as society becomes increasingly biconscious, spat at for being MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots. Soon, given the rise and rise of masculist and MGTOW ideas, there will be a critical mass of men's libbers who then will be in a position to set up masculist groups in the universities, confronting the bigoted monoconsciousness of university feminists, haranguing them with maskless ideas, telling these women that women oppress men far worse and that it is in their self-interest to become bi-conscious. Since then, they would be much more likely to have a boyfriend. Those women who remain dogmatically monoconscious will be seen as bigots and thought to be stupid and intellectually rigid by both maskless and female maskless who see the sense in maskless arguments and agree with them. Maskless can then tackle the media, pushing the journalists to spread maskless ideas so that the masses, the millions, are exposed to maskless ideas and rhetoric so that they have their maskless consciousnesses raised in their millions, their billions. The maskless then need to set up powerful maskless organizations equivalent to the feminists now, NOW, in the US, that is the National Organization for Women. And push the parliaments to set up gender equality committees to menfair the gender laws, legislate the para, remove systematically the many legal discriminations against men, for example, unequal punishments for identical crimes, different retirement ages, male-only conscription, etc., etc. Feminists have been accustomed to having a monopoly over gender politics for the past six decades. So it will come as a shock to be confronted by maskless for the first time, who harangue them with maskless ideas, maskless rhetoric, with a male level of intelligence, anger and hatred at the massive gender crimes committed by women against men, especially in the divorce courts. No para. Decades-lasting gender crimes such as paternity fraud, pill lying, etc. The maskless are out to change the zeitgeist, to crush the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street, to spread maskless ideas in the media, and to change the gender laws so that they are also fair to men. So gender equality committees need to be set up in the parliaments. Thus, there is a lot to do, so the maskless will have their hands full for the coming years and decades. It should be clear to any thinking person that the rise of maskless ideas will prove to be as historically important as was the rise of feminist ideas, since both will profoundly change the lives of billions of people. That is a major historical shift in gender roles. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 470 plus maskless flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.